Welcome to the Tapestry of Your Life. This is Nadine, and it is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, where we celebrate the victory that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gained and secured for all eternity. Up from the grave, he arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And the blood he shed on the cross, he has taken to heaven and placed it on the mercy seat, forever testifying that we are the redeemed of the Lord. So you can also rejoice and be glad that when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for your sins, and you confess him as your Savior and Lord, saying, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God and you have forgiven me of all sin by the shedding of your blood, and you give me new life in Christ through your victorious resurrection. You are now in Christ and celebrate resurrection life and power in your life also, because Jesus shares his victory with us. I wanted to read, praise the Lord, from the Word of God, a short part of the resurrection recording in the Word. And we know the Bible, the Word of God, is all true. It was written by the inspiration of Holy Spirit. So starting in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, we're picking up where Jesus has given his life over to death, and they are removing his body from the cross to place in a new unused tomb. And verse 54 says, so Luke 23:54, it was preparation day, and the Sabbath was fast approaching. The women who had been companions of Jesus from the beginning saw all this take place and watched as the body was laid in the tomb. Afterward, they returned home and prepared fragrant spices and ointments and were planning to anoint his body after the Sabbath was completed, according to the commandments of the law. So here we see the women, a group of women who had been following Jesus from the beginning of his ministry. They saw his crucifixion, and they saw where they placed the body of Jesus in the tomb. And because it was according to their custom and law, the Sabbath day, they returned home. And as they were home, they prepared fragrant spices and ointments because they were planning to anoint his body after the Sabbath was completed. And this they were planning to do because it was part of the commandment of the law of Moses on how to care for the burial of a Jewish body. So chapter 24, verse 1. Very early that Sunday morning, the women made their way to the tomb carrying the spices they had prepared. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, Jesus' mother. Arriving at the tomb, they discovered that the huge stone covering the entrance had been rolled aside. So they went in to look. But the tomb was empty. The body of Jesus was gone. They stood there, stunned and perplexed. That would be quite shocking. They made all this preparation to anoint the body for proper burial, and when they arrive, things have changed since they had spent the Sabbath day at home. So they stood there stunned and perplexed. Suddenly, two men in dazzling white robes, shining like lightning, appeared above them. Terrified, the women fell to the ground on their faces. So this is even more shocking to them. The men in white said to them, "Why would you look for the living one in a tomb?" The Aramaic text literally says, "Why would you look for the life in a tomb?" This is a question I want us to ask ourselves as we imagine this encounter that these women had on Resurrection Sunday. The two men continued to speak to the women, and they said, "He is not here, for he is risen. Have you forgotten what he said to you while he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man is destined to be handed over to sinful men, to be nailed to a cross, and on the third day he will rise again." So right here we have two angels speaking to the women in the tomb and reminding them of what Jesus had told them when he was still in Galilee. And this is what Jesus had told not only the women, but also his disciples and all the people who were listening to him in the multitudes. Jesus had told them, "The Son of Man is destined to be handed over to sinful men, to be nailed to a cross, and on the third day, he will rise again." So verse 8 says, all at once they remembered his words. So it's very important for us to remember the word of God. So once they remembered the words of God, or they remembered the words Jesus had spoken, verse 9 says, leaving the tomb, they went to break the news to the 11 disciples, and to all the others of what they had seen and heard. So this is a simple illustration or demonstration, a definition of what it means to witness or to testify. Tell other people what you have seen and what you have heard. So verse 11, when the disciples heard the testimony of the women, it did not make sense to them, and they were unable to believe what they heard. So imagine the women, they had an encounter with angels reminding them of Jesus' words, and then they remembered. Now they're telling the disciples, and they are not remembering Jesus' words. They are saying it's confusing, it doesn't make sense. We are not able to believe it. Verse 12, but Peter jumped up and ran the entire distance to the tomb to see for himself. Stooping down, he looked inside and discovered it was empty, just as the women told them. There was only the linen sheet lying there. Peter was staggered by this sight. He walked away, wondering what it meant. So he's still trying to understand. Verse 13, later that Sunday, so it's still the same day, but later in the day, two of Jesus' disciples were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. So the footnote says this was about a 7-mile walk. They were in the midst of a discussion about all the events of the last few days when Jesus walked up and accompanied them on their journey. They were unaware that it was Jesus walking alongside them, for God prevented them from recognizing him. Jesus said to them, "You seem to be in a deep discussion about something. What are you talking about so sad and gloomy?" They stopped, and the one named Cleopas answered, "Haven't you heard? Are you the only one in Jerusalem unaware of the things that have happened over the last few days?" Jesus asked, "What things?" "The things about Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they replied. "He was a mighty prophet of God who performed miracles and wonders. His words were powerful, and he had great favor with God and the people. But 3 days ago, the high priest and the rulers of the people sentenced him to death and had him crucified. We all hoped that he was the one who would redeem and rescue Israel. Early this morning, some of the women informed us of something amazing. They said they went to the tomb and found it empty. They claimed two angels appeared and told them that Jesus is now alive. Some of us went to see for ourselves and found the tomb exactly like the women said, but no one has seen him." Jesus said to them, "Why are you so thick-headed? Why do you find it so hard to believe every word the prophets have spoken? Wasn't it necessary for Christ the Messiah to experience all these sufferings and then afterward to enter into his glory?" Then he carefully unveiled to them the revelation of himself throughout the scripture. He started from the beginning and explained the writings of Moses and all the prophets, showing how they wrote of him and revealed the truth about himself. As they approached the village, Jesus walked on ahead, telling them he was going on to a distant place. They urged him to remain there and pleaded, "Stay with us. It will be dark soon." So Jesus went with them into the village. Joining them at the table for supper, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and then gave it to them. All at once, their eyes were opened and they realized it was Jesus. Then suddenly, in a flash, Jesus vanished from before their eyes. Stunned, they looked at each other and said, "Why didn't we recognize it was him? Didn't our hearts burn with the flames of holy passion while we walked beside him? He unveiled for us such profound revelation from the scriptures." They left at once and hurried back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples. When they found the 11 and the other disciples all together, they overheard them saying, "Is it really true? The Lord has risen from the dead, even as he appeared to Peter?" Then the two disciples told the others what had happened to them on the road to Emmaus and how Jesus had unveiled himself as he broke bread with them. While they were still discussing all of this, Jesus suddenly manifested right before their eyes. Startled and terrified, the disciples were convinced they were seeing a ghost. Standing among them, Jesus said, "Be at peace. I am the living God. Don't be afraid. Why would you be so frightened? Don't let doubt or fear enter your hearts, for I am. Come and gaze upon my pierced hands and feet. See for yourselves, it is I standing here alive. Touch me and know that my wounds are real. See that I have a body of flesh and bone." He showed them his pierced hands and feet and let them touch his wounds. The disciples were ecstatic yet dumbfounded, unable to fully comprehend it. Knowing that they were still wondering if he was real, Jesus said, "Here, let me show you. Give me something to eat." They handed him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and they watched him eat it. Then he said, "Don't you remember the words that I spoke to you when I was still with you? I told you that everything written about me would be fulfilled, including all the prophecies from the law of Moses, through the Psalms, and the writings of the prophets, that they would all find their fulfillment." He supernaturally unlocked their understanding to receive the revelation of the scriptures. Then he said to them, "Everything has happened, fulfills what was prophesied of me. Christ the Messiah was destined to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Now you must go into all the nations and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins, so that they will turn to me. Start right here in Jerusalem, for you are my witnesses and have seen for yourselves all that has transpired. And I will send the fulfillment of the Father's promise to you. So stay here in the city until the mighty power of heaven falls upon you and wraps around you." Then Jesus led his disciples out to Bethany. He lifted his hands over them and blessed them in his love. While he was still speaking out words of love and blessing, he floated off the ground into the sky, ascending into heaven before their very eyes, and all they could do was worship him. Overwhelmed and ecstatic with joy, they made their way back to Jerusalem. Every day they went to the temple, praising and worshiping God. I encourage all of us with this wonderful, amazing, powerful account of Jesus revealing himself to so many people after his resurrection. I encourage you to read this and ask Holy Spirit to give you revelation, knowledge, understanding, counsel, and might, that together we will all be witnesses of the resurrection life and power of Jesus, testifying that he is risen, he is alive, that people will repent and receive forgiveness of sins, so that everyone turns to Jesus, who is the life, the way, and the truth. And as we read here, I am. So God bless you. Jesus loves you. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord, for he is good.